The rights of indigenous communities got some attention at the Bonn climate talks. Delegates agreed that from now on, indigenous people will also have a seat at the table as countries work on ways to tackle the climate crisis. It's a crucial addition because indigenous communities in many parts of the globe are already being hit hard by climate change, and some are also being hurt by efforts to fight it. We have a story from our Livable Planet desk today on one such community. It comes from reporter Amy Martin.
This is Ruksesvarri, the Red Mountain. Yeah, and then you have a new mountain. It's called Vilkesvarri.
Reilf Alexandersen is standing on top of a windy mountain on the coast of Norway, about 200 miles north of the Arctic Circle. He's talking about the Sami names for this place and others nearby.
They had a lot of small names, small canyons, small rivers, and knowing the names are really necessary and really a big part of the living style.
The Sami are the indigenous people of northern Scandinavia and western Russia. They've lived off the land here for millennia, fishing, hunting, and in many families, herding reindeer. I met Reolf, his wife Ristin, and their three children last June on a long reporting trip around the Arctic. The family is trying to maintain Sami traditions, including grazing their reindeer here on this mountain. Today, they're building a fence to gather and mark their calves.
Wow, a lot of work.
Work, yes. The reindeer herding is working. You're not getting fat.
These days, part of that work is adapting to climate change. The Arctic is warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet, and in northern Norway, that often means rain instead of snow. That's bad news for the reindeer. They can forage through snow, but not ice. So the Alexandersens now have to do a lot more work to feed their animals in the winter. But climate change isn't their only problem. The family is also threatened by a climate change solution, wind power. As I was visiting them, a 280-megawatt wind farm was being planned, 67 new turbines slated for this very mountain. Sara Katrina, age 16, is concerned about global warming, but she questions why her family and her reindeer have to bear so much of the cost of fighting it.
What is better, many reindeers or hundreds of wind turbines?
And it could come down to that. Research suggests that reindeer don't like wind turbines. Even the sight of them seems to scare the animals away. And there will be a lot of turbines here.
It's among the largest European onshore projects.
This is Stefan Klepsland. His company, KR Wind, helped set up financing for the new project. Norway's demand for renewable power is growing, and Klepsland says wind can help meet that.
In Norway, you have a lot of excellent onshore wind sites. There's a huge potential for further development.
But the question is, where will those developments be? Like reindeer, many people don't want to live next to wind turbines either. Even with the growing consensus that we need to transition to renewable energy, local communities often oppose big wind farms. And that doesn't sit well with reindeer herder Ristin Turi Alexandersen.
We will all need to sacrifice something if we are to save this planet.
We spoke via Skype after I got home.
And people are not willing to do that. So they just push it forward to the people whose voice will not reach so far away.
And those people are often members of indigenous groups, says Catherine Wessendorf of the International Working Group for Indigenous Affairs. She says indigenous people are often the most impacted by climate change, but citing these kinds of projects on their lands can hurt them too.
It's not that indigenous peoples are against renewable energy.
But Wessendorf says developers of renewable energy projects often repeat the mistakes of the fossil fuel industry, leaving indigenous people out of the planning process or ignoring their rights to their lands. And she says green energy advocates often have a blind spot on the issue.
When I sit together with conservation groups, environmental groups, when I start talking about rights, everyone gets a little bit annoyed.
A Norwegian government official told me that several of the country's wind farms are located close to cities. And he said that this new project went through a full environmental review. Ristin Turi Alexandersen says her family could have lived with the wind farm as it was originally designed. But she says the developers changed that plan at the last minute, adding a road that runs right through their prime grazing area. They're appealing the change, but the road is already being built, and she worries that the noise and traffic may cause her family's reindeer to scatter into the high mountains, where they could starve this winter.
Once you start, like, with dynamite, then you could scare the reindeers, and we wouldn't know where they go.
That would be a big blow to the family, especially high schooler Sara Katrina. All of her hopes for the future revolve around the reindeer.
I think that everything we do with the reindeer herding life is special and have a meaning. That is something I want to take care of.
For the world, I'm Amy Martin.
Amy Martin hosts the podcast Threshold, and we had support for the story from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.